party of Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, dishes, passion, blah, blah, blah. Dr. Drew, playing a little paintball today with the kiddies.
Can you imagine that?
Sort of.
Should I have called you?
No, I had to work.
Yeah, but I mean, would you have come if you weren't working?
Yeah, oh yeah. I would have come if I wasn't working.
It's pretty cool. It's amazing to watch males down to the age of 11 turn into commandos in like 4 seconds.
Yeah.
An authority structure develops, a whole behavior system, a team.
An adrenaline's pumping, right?
I mean, what happened?
My eye.
Yeah.
I had ingrown hair in my dad tried to pick it out with a needle about...
That can get kind of serious.
It got a little infected or something. I don't know what's wrong with
it. Seriously, that goes right back to the brain.
Yeah. That's all right.
Hot towels on there, right?
Hot towels?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And if tomorrow you wake up with a big one, it's got to be on antibiotics.
No, I
possibly
do
IV.
No, I'll tell you how I sterilize stuff. I do that thing where I take the bottle of rubbing alcohol, and I actually just bend my head down and put the opening on whatever area is, and I just lean back and just slosh it on there, and then lean forward, and it drips back in. That's how I do it.
This is the one time.
That's how a pirate does it.
Your genius may have done you in.
Well, I don't know what to do. I had an ingrown hair that was like right about, I'll do it on the other side. It was in my eyebrow.
Yeah.
It was the bottom of my eyebrow, and it was like ingrown, and it felt like a little hard pee under there for 2 weeks, you know? Now, here's the thing about an ingrown hair. It's not like a zit. Mm. It's there until you get that hair out of there. And it keeps growing. It's crazy. It's like the picture
How do you know
of
it wasn't,
Dorian
isn't
Gray.
It isn't a cyst.
I don't know. Look, because it was right off the brow. It was right
it's
where the hair
thing place,
was.
See, this thing that's a cyst. I've
one there my whole life.
Yeah, right. Quite I didn't either, so I did.
Here's the point. At a certain point, you got to go after it. Enough is enough.
Yeah.
So I go for my piercing. Yeah. You know, I take my lance and I lance it. But I wasn't hitting pay dirt this time. And I think I irritated the thing. And then swollen and I start wrenching on it.
Oh,
and
man.
It says there's like a little hair or something in there.
Well, even smoking crack, even at speed. Speed makes you pick at things, think they're hairs in your
skin. I'll tell you what makes you pick at stuff when it's sitting there for goddamn 2 weeks not doing anything. Just it's not inflamed. It's just like a little... Hey, you got one.
That's not an ingrown hair.
You got ingrown hair.
That's not ingrown hair.
Hey, Chris, you see Drew's ingrown hair? It's right where my ingrown hair is.
That's what I'm showing you. That's why I'm showing it to you. These are where cysts develop really commonly.
You got a cyst, brother.
I do, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you better watch that.
They're hard to take out. They leave scars.
Don't
you just leave them alone.
Don't take a needle to it.
No kidding. I'm staring at that pus pocket right in your eyeball tonight. I won't be thinking about doing anything to my eyes.
Oh, it hurts. Oh,
it's so dangerous.
Why is it dangerous?
Because it goes right into your central nervous system.
Ah, yeah. Everything's dangerous with you. All right, Mr. Danger. Playing paintball? What is that? That's good for your health?
No, it's good times.
You take one of those cow markers right in the tonsils when you're yawning? Pow. Goes right to your brain.
No, you have tons of gear on. Tons.
Yeah, what are you wearing? Drew, so how many hours of paintball did you get into?
4 hours.
4 hours?
Yeah. Diving, rolling and stuff.
You're exhausted, right?
Yeah. You have no idea when you're in it.
I told you.
You have no idea.
Adrenaline kicks in. You're all you can think about is not getting shot.
That's all. Oh, and or shooting somebody else. There's a simultaneous thing that's extra intense.
Did you have a good gun? You have the hopper up there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Squeezing them off?
I mean, it's so many different games. I don't know where to start.
But you're cheap, so
No, we kept buying more and more.
We did.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
It's very expensive.
It's true. I could see it like a nickel a trigger. You'd be going like 5, 10, 20, 15, 20, 25, 30, 40, 40. We're at $1. We're at $1. Oh, we're fast approaching $5. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like you're just hearing like a cash register sound during the gunfight, right?
It was a lot of fun, though. Really, you build teams, you get to know people. I swear to God, if I were going to form a business team...
That's how you do it.
That's how I would do it.
You'd pick those guys.
No. I would take that group to paintball. And in an hour, you'd have a team.
Yeah.
You would know more about each other than you'd know from 18 hours
of
sitting there talking.
Instead of doing like one of these motivational weekends, you'd get some paintball.
You should have those Man Show guys and stuff you had, you should have just taken more paintball. That's it. You would have, man, show was Spaceballs.
You would have known everybody.
Everything you immediately know everybody's strengths and weaknesses, but they can't. It can't do. You know who the authority structure is. It's just, and it functions as a unit.
All right. True. Hooked on paintball. He'll never do it again.
But I had a good
time. It's a way of life. But he'll never do it again.
I was telling Adam, there's three kinds of guys there. It's like 500 guys. It's a huge, huge. These paintball lands. I mean, it's unbelievable. Hundreds of guys look like Marines. A quarter of the guys look like the comic strip book store, comic book store owner from The Simpsons.
It's a weird thing that the nerds are into, which is combat.
Yeah.
It seems to be more
gotta be big, though.
Medieval type. These are guys.
And they carry the most outrageous weapons.
It goes into their toys. And these guys are long past the days of trying to stay in shape and get laid and six pack abs.
They just
wear their hair in ponytails, like a bizarre facial hair. They live at their mom's house.
280 minimum.
They call the guys 280 peewee.
Yeah.
In the group because they run about 370.
Tiny. Just call them
tiny. That's right.
And then the other 25% are all. Be Real from Cypress Hill.
Really?
All the rest of the guys are that.
Just Heshers looking to burn a little THC.
Absolutely. And it's funny, you watch the video.
Sort of life's a video. It's like a real-life video game that they're in.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know they get baked before they do it,
Well, they show you a video beforehand, like, no drugs or alcohol allowed. Drugs and alcohol. Enjoy them afterwards. Enjoy your drugs afterwards. But no, we'll put you in jail if we find them on the park.
Yeah, so these guys are getting baked, and when you get baked, well, here's the thing. It's like when you get baked and you get one of those like car simulator race car things and stuff, you're not in a simulator. You're on the track.
Yeah.
And imagine you get baked and you go have a paintball skirmish. Oh. You're a NAM.
As one of my sons said, he's talking to his sister. He goes, Paulina, imagine it's the Revolutionary War, except you're there. You're in it. It's
like the Revolutionary War. Yeah, except for your musket fires 100 rounds a minute. Instead of taking 20 minutes. That whole loading that musket.
Imagine that.
Disaster. All right, should we get to the phones?
Let's do it.
I want to give everyone a heads up, which is I'm hosting this Comedy Central 2-hour birthday bar mitzvah bash or something. It's on Comedy Central tonight, but I don't know when it's on. Danielle?
Yep.
You're 17?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, I was with this guy for 3 years. And we had broken up about 6 months ago. And after we had broken up, we started fooling around again.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Say that again. You're with the guy how long?
Three years.
And you broke up how long ago?
6 months ago.
How old is he?
20.
All right. That's what I figured.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know.
Just imagine, Danielle, imagine for a second. When you started dating him, he was your age, and you were 14.
Yep.
How'd you like to date a 14-year-old now?
Oh, that would be so awkward.
How about one of your peers dating a 14-year-old?
I probably wouldn't be okay with it.
All right. That's who this guy is.
Yeah.
Not that you're so special.
It's 3 years, though. I mean, it's not 11
years.
Yeah,
but it was a 14-year-old is the point.
Right. It's a little weird.
A lot weird. Think about that when you're thinking about staying away from
this
guy.
I'll tell you what makes... What'd you do, punch my mic now? I'll tell you what makes it weird is... If you're all in the same school, it's like I said, this is the problem with this ninth grade through senior BS. Mm-hmm. If you're the ninth grader in your school and you're a senior, that's about the age difference we're talking about, and they go to the same class as you do.
I understand it happens, but I just want to put it in perspective a little bit.
How are you supposed to tell high schoolers not to date high schoolers? Do you know what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, but freshmen look like freshmen when you're senior.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, think about it, Danielle. You want to date some freshmen? Go ahead.
I'm just saying, back in my day, we went 7th, 8th, 9th, and then we went to high school. Yeah. I don't think it's, and no one ever brings this up, but I don't think it's the world's greatest plan to put 14-year-old chicks in with 17, 18-year-old dudes who idolize these guys.
Right, that's right.
Right?
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right.
So, Danielle, so you're back with him again?
Well, kind of. Like, he has a girlfriend right now.
Yeah.
So we're kind of like, you know, trying to like hide it and whatever, but
hide what?
Hide our relationship.
Their love.
Back. You're not in a relationship because he has a girlfriend.
Well, yeah.
So he's just exploiting you the way he used to when you were underage.
A
new kind of exploitation, Danielle. Now you're just the other woman.
Which sucks, and I hate it.
Yeah, well, this guy's an asshole.
So no. Just break up. Oh,
yes,
he's a
great
guy.
Is.
Oh,
he may not
your
seem
lumps.
Like it, but he is.
Oh, don't listen to Drew. Look, who cares? Don't get pregnant, because that will
Danielle's
really be...
not that one. He's, she's not the one.
That'll be the pregnant. Legacy this guy leaves behind. Well, she's under this guy's spell.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, well,
the less he pays attention to you, the more he screws you over,
no,
the more.
No, why do you have to be exploited? That's the relationship you must have, is the exploitation. Why?
I have no idea. Love, I guess. I don't know.
No, love. No, please. Who do you think you're talking to?
Where's your dad?
Here. I don't
here?
Know. Yeah, he's asleep.
All right. Is he good? You love him?
No.
What's the matter?
There
why
we
not?
Go.
Why no? He's an alcoholic and he treats
him. Ooh. Yeah. And yeah. Speaking of treating people like S, that's basically what you've reproduced here.
Yeah. He also Arena. Dropped the S bomb.
That's what I'm saying.
Look.
So anyway,
yeah.
So there you go. There's your model for how men and women relate. And you're hell bent on recreating that in your own love life. That's good times.
Yeah. It's great. Okay.
Well,
there
stop
you go,
it.
Daddy.
Stop it.
I don't know if you can stop it. How about she goes to Alateen?
Yeah. That would certainly be very helpful.
Look. Okay, so Danielle, you called us. You want to know our opinion. We told it to you, and then we're giving you some advice, which is go to an Alateen meeting.
You know.
Or just ignore it all and get on with your miserable life. But let me just tell you something, everybody. Let me impart some wisdom into all you retards out there. 16, 17, 18, these are the launching pad numbers. Mm-hmm. You will get sent in a trajectory mm-hmm. that you may take to the grave. I swear to Christ,
no,
you idiots.
You will, and you're either going to hit your orbit, or you're going to end up in the Pacific Ocean.
No,
that's it.
No, it's not you will. Most of my friends got going in a stupid direction. It took them about 20 years to straighten it out, okay?
But they're still
a crappy 20 years.
Their orbit is a different orbit than it would have been had they hit the orbit they were, if they'd set the right trajectory at 16, 17.
Yeah,
that's
but
I'm saying.
You're saying... You're saying to the grave. You're saying forever.
The trajectory you choose at that age will affect you to your grave. Well, I will stand by that.
All right. Well, that's just you're hiding behind a technicality. I had a crappy trajectory. I'm fine. Okay? Shut up. How dare you? I could buy and sell you. How about I just buy you? That's enough, right? No ass you could sell. Yeah. I could buy that car and sell it. Yeah, I know. You got the pink slip. That's how it works. Do it the next day if you want. Look, Drew is right that most people, once they take that crappy trajectory, they take it to the grave.
In some respect. The orbit just is different than if it hit the orbit there you should be aiming for.
No. I'm not agreeing with you again. What I'm saying is it just, would you just agree with me?
I agree.
Most people are going to, they'll take it to the grave.
Right.
Handful of people can change and have fruitful lives. Yes, they'll have memories and experiences and, you know, might have some scars, but they can straighten their lives out. Here's the deal. Why F around at 16, 17, 18? Why do that? Why get in these horrible patterns? Why pick up heroin? Why experiment with this stuff? Why have the unprotected sex where you get knocked up and get the kid at 18? Why go down that path? Because the whole thing about that path, too, is you gather momentum.
You know, I'm preparing for this next book I'm hoping to write.
No, please.
But listen to me for a second.
Barely done with the last one.
I know. And coming out in paperback in the fall, by the way. And I've been reading a lot of philosophy and myth and stuff like that. I'm realizing that people... The way they got people to sort of come around in the old days was with myth.
Yeah,
it's like if you don't, here's what'll happen.
Right.
If you know, we're trying to talk to you rationally. Maybe if we could tell stories, Adam, just mm-hmm. mythological stories about Zeus or Imhotep or something. Maybe then they'd listen to us.
All right, no? I got it. You know, I grew up in a place, and once in a while, I sit down with my friends and talk about all our. Some buddies and some just guys we knew. A lot of them are dead. I really had this conversation recently. Some AIDS, a lot of like motorcycle accidents, mm-hmm. whatever, drug overdoses.
I bet all addict alcoholics.
Most.
Pretty much.
Drew, you could talk the Pope into thinking he had a problem with heroin. not by our standards, but certainly by your weak standards. Yes. The point is it's not everyone makes it to 30. Mm-hmm. And you start, you know, you log enough miles on a motorcycle loaded, You're probably not gonna do it.
By the way, think about this: of all the young people you know that died, although they died, some of them died of AIDS. None of them died of random medical diseases.
No,
they all died of things directly related to their mental health.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, well, things they brought on themselves
because of behaviors.
That's right. All right, everybody. Kevin.
Yeah.
You're 16.
Yeah, I am.
What's up?
Yeah, I've noticed for like in the last couple of months, I've developed sort of man boobs, and I don't know how I got them, and I want to know how I can get rid of them.
Mm-hmm. Both sides equal?
Yeah, not far enough apart that I can tell.
Adam, translate that one for me.
He can't tell because they're like 8 inches apart, so he can't do a side-by-side taste test on his boobs.
He can't do water displacement simultaneously.
Right.
Kevin, 16's a little old to be getting this sort of naturally. It's something that happens around 13, 14 when the adrenal glands produce some estrogen just as your testosterone's kind of coming on board. The way to get that sustained until 16 is smoking a lot of pot.
Yeah, I've been doing that since I was like 13.
Well, there you go. So now here's how you get rid of them. Stop smoking pot.
Yeah.
And they'll just go away?
No.
They will. Yes, they generally will.
You got a genetic predisposition for the man.
And they will generally go away at this age if you stop smoking pot.
All right, stop smoking pot.
Okay.
And call us back in 6 months when you haven't smoked pot for 6 months.
Yeah.
And then we'll work on plan B as far as getting rid of those man boobs.
All righty.
That's where you listen to the Ace Man.
Okay.
But look, quit smoking the weed anyway.
Okay.
And if you can't stop, you got to look into treatement because it's.
I can stop.
Yeah. Good luck.
All right, there, buddy.
Enjoy, Kevin.
Thank you, my man.
All right. Poor guys with the man boobs. You know, when you see the dudes with the man boobs that are fat, in a way, it's better because it's like, well, yeah, looks like a fat guy with his shirt off.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, you get the, 150-pound guy with the man boobs. That is a bad hand that is dealt.
Pot's a great way to get that.
Mm.
Are you saying pot doesn't do that?
Yeah. No, here's what I'm saying.
We see that all the time.
No, we don't.
I see that all the time.
Here's what you see. If you got a genetic predisposition to something, maybe the pot's not going to help your
cause.
That's
13, 14-year-old. You're 16, 17, it's the pot.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. What do you think it doesn't do? Is that estrogen levels go crazy high? Their testosterone drops?
Every guy I grew up with, three cores of them smoked a ton of weed. No one had the man boobs. Never saw it.
Hmm?
Never saw it on anybody. And these guys smoked weed nonstop. So where's the man
boobs?
Yeah, but
you had guys that had crazy testosterone levels and stuff, right?
Not all of them.
Donnie didn't have man boobs?
How dare you bring his name up? No.
Hmm.
God knows I checked. All right. Let's do a Germany or Florida. Drew, I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, I see a lot of it. And I mean, you're right. It's not everybody that gets it. That's true.
Shannon?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yep.
What's up?
Okay, first of all, I want to say, Dr. Drew, I think you're, like, amazing, and you're my role model.
Thanks,
I'm in a nursing school right now, and I want to go into chemical dependency when I graduate.
Please read my book, Cracked. I'm serious.
I have, and it was very good.
It really helps you as a caretaker understand about boundaries. That's sort of the idea, the metaphor of the book is that. So.
Yeah, actually reading that book made me go towards chemical dependency.
Wow, that's cool.
So,
thank you.
Yeah. And I have a Germany or Florida.
A mother and her boyfriend
tried to auction off the woman's 8-year-old daughter on eBay. They posted her picture and an item description that said you can play with her. The starting bid was $1.19. There were three bids before police were able to get the auction off the internet, and the highest bid was $30.35.
Wow. Mm. I kind of heard something about this.
I kind of did too, but I don't know where it was from.
I think it was a U.S. thing.
Feels very Floridian.
Yeah.
Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
You a big gal?
Not really.
What do you go?
Okay, well, we've been through this before, and you called me fat last time, so.
Give it to me. I just hear it. I can hear it in voice. What are you going?
Huh?
What's your weight? What are you smoking?
Yeah.
What do you weigh?
I'm 5'11", and I weigh about 170.
Yeah. 5'11". Yeah. I went, at first I heard her voice. Here's what I do. Here's how I work.
You have a score?
Yeah, I heard her. If I start everyone at 135, then I heard her voice. She went up to 150.
What was it about her voice?
And it's just a full voice. Then it's a husky voice. Then she said, fan of Dr. Drew. I put her at 155. Then she said, read the book. 160. Then she said, nursing student. I put her up to 175. And then Germany or Florida.
So you overshot.
Well, if I had a scale, I think I'd be right. But the Germany or Florida cranked on a few. Shannon?
Yeah?
All right. Now, we're going to make a guess.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to say Florida.
I'll guess the same.
It's Germany.
Oh. 0-1 to start the new week. That's brutal, Shannon.
Yeah.
All right, baby doll. We're going to send you out a windbreaker.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, sweetie P. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks.
All right, good luck. Keep reading them Dr. Drew books, everybody. See, boyfriend is herpes. She wear a condom during oral. He, boyfriend, herpes. Wait a minute. Is this
female.
A dude?
Female.
Oh. Casey's the female, okay?
Yeah.
That's what that F is for.
Yeah.
Casey?
Yeah?
Ooh. What's happening, baby doll?
It's not really that, actually. I think I have, like, a problem being attracted to older men.
Hmm. What does the herpes question have to do with anything?
Well, because he's an older man. He's not actually 16, 23.
He's 23 with herpes.
Wow, he gets more and more attractive by the minute, this guy.
Is he on heroin? That would just put him over the top.
Yeah, still living at home, driving a donkey.
Plays paintball.
All right, so let's see. Well, he's 23 and you're 15.
Mm-hmm.
Is he your boyfriend or what is he?
No.
Well, how do you know he likes you?
Kind of pulled around a little bit.
Who is he? Do you work with him?
No.
Where'd you meet him?
What?
Where did you meet him?
Okay, I'm done with Casey. She's distracted or whatever.
All right, the fact is, this is a catastrophe. 15-year-old to 23-year-old.
You said, where'd you meet him? My hand immediately went for that. Because you're never going to get them all. You're just going to get what? And that wasn't a what, like I didn't hear you what. That's the stupid teenage what we get every night, which is I'm buying time or I'm watching something.
Mm-hmm.
All right, look. He's 23, you're 15. He's a criminal.
Period.
Do not do anything with him.
End of story.
He should have herpes, he should have crabs, he should have AIDS, he should have hepatitis, he should have everything, and you should stay away from him.
He should have hair, his teeth should fall out, and hair should grow in its place.
And his head should grow in the ground like an onion. Putting Yiddish curses on this guy.
Teeth.
Now, what was I thinking about? I don't know. He should get leprosy. There's what he should get. He should.
It's not good enough. See, the Yiddish curse, you got to have, he should have this, and not only that, he should have this. He should have this than that.
All right, yes. His teeth should fall out.
And then
hair
should grow in its place.
Right. His head should grow on the ground like
with his feet up in the air.
All right. We'll take ourselves a little break. When we come back, just had a botched plastic surgery on his man boobs.
It's man boobs tonight. Only.
Man boob night. Mm-hmm. John's 27. That'll be good. All right, after this. Hey, everybody. Love Line. My man is a good partner over there, Dr. Drew. I gotta tell you, this guy cracks me up.
Here we go.
Hopping back on the phones. Who do we got coming up here? Yeah, we got Sharon Osbourne's coming in tomorrow night. She's a funny little lassie. Talk to her about her trials and tribulations. I'll tell you what. Strong woman, Drew. You know, I tell you, I do a lot of kidding on the radio, but it's Sharon Osbourne, strong lady, Drew, and likes to shop. I tell you what.
Passionate
woman, and a dear friend of the shows, not only the shows, but Dr. Drew. So she's coming in tomorrow night. I look forward to that. We hop back on the phone, speak to John over here, 722-22 after 7. We hop on the phones, we'll speak to John, that's 38 away from the top there. We'll speak to John over here on line 3. John?
Yeah.
27, so, having a little problem with man boobs.
Well, I'm hoping I can get a good answer from you guys because I had a botched surgery and I seem to not have any luck getting a straight answer from the medical community or the legal community.
What's the question?
Well, I have gynecomastia. And
what? Any particular reason?
Puberty.
You got a bad.
So you had it since you were 13.
Bad hand.
Yeah.
Are you overweight?
No.
Okay, so you're just one of those people that had that.
Did you smoke a lot of pot?
No.
Okay.
Shocking.
Were you
shocking?
Just, okay, keep going.
It's from puberty. Believe me. I've been evaluated.
That's fine.
In going to get this taken care of, I got a couple of consults from other plastic surgeons, and they all said that they would
nice rack.
An excision with liposuction.
Right.
The doctor I ended up going with said he could do it with just liposuction.
Right.
And it was a lot cheaper.
Right.
Well, he got in there with the cannula, and he found out he couldn't get out there's like a harder tissue in there underneath the fat.
Right.
And when I healed up, I basically look exactly the same.
Right.
So my thing is, I figure that he should have to, you know, fix it for free.
No way you'll get that. No way.
Really?
No way.
Well, no. What about the part where... Okay,
there's no guarantees with any medical procedure.
Did you... You
probably
paid.
He did guarantee it for me, basically.
What did he guarantee?
I mean, I said, look, other doctors said that it would take an excision plus liposuction. Are you sure you can do it with just liposuction? He said, absolutely.
He was sure. He was wrong. He was wrong. There are no guarantees. There are no guarantees with any medical procedures. Doctors are often wrong. And that's the nature of being in the medical system, unfortunately. Every time you interact with the physician, you risk harm. Not just not getting what you want, but actually harm.
Yeah, Drew's mostly wrong. Hey, John?
Yeah.
Did you pay him?
Yes.
So you paid him in full?
Yes.
See, I think what you can do is...
That's the
part you can get sort of negotiate sometimes.
Yeah, now it... Well...
You say, hey, I didn't get what I wanted. If you don't dismiss this fee, I'm going to sue you for, I don't know, something.
Why did you pay him in full, by the way?
Because pretty much every plastic surgeon required everything in advance.
Oh, they pay in full in advance.
I would think if you wanted to go through that. The problem is that as soon as you get an attorney involved, whatever you might sort of recoup from this, essentially all of it will go to the attorney.
Well, I was thinking about doing it myself in small claims.
Well, how much did you pay him?
About $3,000.
About $3,000. And he charged you... for the liposuction procedure, even though he never did it,
or he did it
and then realized it wasn't going to help.
He sucked some fat out, but then there's this harder tissue that
right.
can be sucked.
Right. So in his mind is like, look, I charged you for $3,000 to do lipo.
I did it.
I opened you up. I did all the lipo I could do.
It didn't work.
And I closed you back up.
Yeah.
And that's what I charged the $3,000 for.
Right. Didn't have the desired result, but I did what I said I was going to do.
Right. So here's...
Just like
that's the problem. If he did a lipo, even if it was, I guess, a light lipo.
No, it just didn't have the desired result.
Well, I understand, but maybe he didn't take out as much lipo tissue as he thought he was going to do.
He realized he goofed. As I was coming out of it, he kind of said to me, oh, there was some harder tissue in there. I just couldn't get out through the cannula. So,
And I don't know. Right. But, that's but correct. The, hopefully it'll look good.
But the point is...
Thank God he didn't do more. Hurt you.
You paid him for a lipo. He did a lipo.
It didn't work.
He was wrong. It's bad times for you, but yeah, I don't really see a lawsuit. I just unless your dad's an attorney and wants to do some pro bono work for his kid, I just can't see it.
So now you gotta take the hit then.
Well, what you could do is, depending on what you think of the guy, is go back and go, look, I feel like I didn't get the desired result.
Yeah, would you mind taking this out?
What about the hard tissue?
Yeah.
Can we talk? What can we do with this?
Right.
I mean, hopefully the guy'll have. Sympathy.
Yes, and say, can you, for some kind of markedly reduced rate, will you finish this procedure, please? Since you set out to do it, you were wrong, you misled me, I feel, I'm going to talk about you negatively, and I'm not going to feel good about this if you want to have a, retain your sort of reputation. I think you'd want to make this right.
Yeah.
That's all.
He's calling from Wyoming?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, you got to come out to L.A. Get Dr. Marcel, get right on there. Oh, yeah. Oh, that laser, that Dr. Marcel. Oh.
Yeah, by the way, you got charged for that laser. What'd that do for you?
Jackass. I should sue Dr. Marcel. Hey, that goddamn... First off, that effing, his office is 7,000 nautical miles from my house.
Yes.
Secondly, he's like, yeah, come by. We got the lady with the laser. Now, here was the plan. you get a neck rash down here like a black man does. You got that curly hair on your neck. It grows different directions. Well, just laser that. It'll fall out. You'll never shave there again. Thus, end of rash. All right. So I hold my ass all the way down there. By the way, laser? Painful. On the Adam's apple, painful. I don't think it would be bad if you're getting a tattoo removed from the meaty part of your shoulder, yeah. But when it's whacking on your Adam's apple, it hurts.
Yeah,
very uncomfortable. Get that stuff burned away. Then I walk around looking like I have sunburn on my neck. By the way, charge me full price. And hair, didn't fall out. And then next time, two sessions, all I did was get horrible ingrown hairs when the ones that fell out grew back this time. Way underneath the skin instead of, you know, already hanging out a little. So
good times.
Yeah, it was a couple hundred bucks, a lot of driving, a burnt neck, quite a bit of pain. And the end result was huge ingrown hairs all over my neck as this disaster started to grow back. And Drew, as you can see, oh, yeah, the laser.
Yeah, there's nothing there except a huge beard. Oh, my God.
What's going on with these lasers? And where's my money? And who do I sue? Oh, the laser. BS. Kiss my ass with this laser. I swear to Christ, it didn't do a goddamn thing. Yeah, I could have got the hair off the little lighter fluid. Sure, you burn it off, it goes away. Of course, you burned it. Then it comes back. And, you know, there was that... There's always that shady, murky shade of gray where, well, sometimes it takes multiple, but not everybody. People with more melanin in their skin. If you got a really, yeah. Where's that Marcel? Where's my money? You know what I do? I'd get him to pawn one of those, just one pinky ring, just one.
On your behalf.
Just one pinky ring. Get my money back for that stupid lady. Not only I want my money, I want gas money, too. I wasted a whole goddamn day driving over there. Took a whole goddamn day to have this witch from some Baltic Republic that I'm strapped down like a Bond. Like it was like James Bond. She's like a Bond villain going at my neck with this goddamn laser. Nothing. As, you know what it would have been?
Here's traumatized.
Here's what's basic. Here's what it's equivalent. Someone said, look, give me $150, drive your car in a circle around your block for 2 hours, then get out. I'm going to hit you with an oar in the stomach and then drive in a circle for another 2 hours and then go back home. That was the procedure.
Trauma.
The oar would have been better because it would have just been one shot.
Pain and suffering. See it now.
Goddamn waste of the whatever.
Soledad.
Uh-huh.
What's up?
What the hell's wrong with that, Marcy?
What?
What's going on?
Okay. See, like, last year, my dad got married, or, like, a year and a half ago, he got married to this girl that's, like, 25, or she was 25.
How old is he?
And she's 26 now, and my dad's 46.
All right.
And so we got along until, like, a month after they, like, engaged, she had told my dad that she hated me. And I didn't understand
she
it.
She didn't tell him.
And that. So, like, ever since then.
Hey.
Yeah?
She didn't tell your dad she hated you.
I was right next to him.
And what were her words exactly? What were her words?
She's like, well, you always give me problems, and that stupid daughter of yours, I hate her. And I'm like, what? I started crying.
She said, I hate her.
Yeah. And then she said that she didn't, like, mean it. And then I was like, okay, then why'd you say it?
All right.
So, I'm just going off experience because my sister hated my stepmom and would always
say stuff like that.
Yeah, I would hear everything and I was like, are you kidding? I was there. He didn't say that.
Yeah.
Chicks, by the way, have an amazing ability to say he said this or that and it wasn't said. Yeah. If they feel it, then it's like the person said it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, so she apologized.
And then after that, like after they got married, we all moved in. And then, like, she started complaining about me all the time.
What does she complain? What's the problem?
Like, she says that, like, once she accused me of hitting her daughter.
How old's her daughter?
She was 3, now she's 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't hit a kid, so it was, like, kind of weird, and my dad believed her.
Uh-huh.
So it was like...
Well, what'd your dad do to you if he believed her? I mean, if he really believed you hit a 3-year-old, what'd he do to you?
Well...
nothing.
Like, I don't know. I grew up in a home to where I got hit a lot.
Oh, really?
Did he hit you?
Yeah.
He hit you because he thought you hit the three-year-old?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
And he, like, believes everything that she says. So it's like I get in trouble for everything.
Where's your mom?
Yeah.
They're not here.
Where's your mom?
Oh, my real mom?
Yes.
Yeah. She was in jail. She just got out, like, last week.
Mm. All right. What was she in jail for?
For child abuse and also shoplifting, something like that.
Abusing you.
Right. Huh?
Abusing you.
Yeah.
All right. So that.
Mm-hmm.
This is
bad times.
Super white trash behavior.
Yeah.
Unless you guys are Mexicans.
I'm not Mexican.
All right. Because that would have just been, you know.
But I'm not white either.
Class. But what are you?
I'm actually like Spanish, which is sort of like Mexican, but it's not.
That's all the same to me. Here's the point. Your mom's nuts. Your dad's an a-hole. He married someone who's not great.
20 years junior.
Everything's a mess.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but what do you do realistically? Okay. Here's what you need to do. Please listen to me. I am a genius, I tell you.
Okay.
You need to, A, not do anything involving Dr. Marcel and a laser. This is a huge waste of time.
No boob production.
Okay, no. Here's seriously what you got to do. Your dad's an a-hole. Your stepmom's a bitch. I'm sure of it. Mm-hmm. Even bad people will let you go if you stay off the radar screen,
yeah.
Which means don't sass them. Don't rebel. Don't
wear goth clothing.
Yeah, don't screw with them.
Don't get the
I know
piercings,
that's
the tattoos.
Your attitude is going to be to yank the chains and flip the switches.
Or to do it on yourself in a way that upsets them just to even be around
right.
you.
Right. And, yeah, here's what you need to do. You need to be a good student. You need to do all sorts of extracurricular activities at school. Good. Mm-hmm. You sound smart. You're only 13, but you do sound smart. Yeah. Now, you've been through a lot.
You need to get the hell out of there.
If you cannot act out, you can lay low, use your friends, use your school, become very involved with the sports and all the activities and all the before school and after school programs and all that stuff with your friends. Stay out of your stepmom's grill, stay out of your dad's grill, and then go far away to college and be successful.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, you said that, be involved in everything and then to have my friends. And, like, just today, my dad was like, you don't need friends, blah, 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 all because some girls that I was friends with last year egged my house.
All right. So here's the deal. The one thing that will help you get through this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that blows apart Adam's theory completely.
Yeah, you get your house egged by some of your friends. Your dad's going to want you not to hang out with the eggers.
Here is, believe it or not, when people have gone out and studied what gets a Soledad through her life into something productive and successful for her, as opposed to somebody who, as Adam was talking about earlier, sets a trajectory that lands up crashing in the Pacific Ocean. The way Soledad gets through is with a single positive relationship with an adult, preferably your same sex, that you continue to have contact and discussions with from now until you leave home for college. So go out there, try to find somebody, not somebody you're attracted to, not somebody exciting, not somebody you're in love with, just somebody who is stable and around for you and who seems to give a crap about what happens to you, and maintain that relationship from now, with an adult, from now until you graduate high school. And that tends to make the difference between kids that make it through and those that fall victim to the history that has been so unfortunate in your case.
All right. Good luck. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Paintball. Drew played some paintball today, and the adrenaline's still coursing through his veins.
Yeah, it was a good time.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's fun. People need a little of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told you get going.
I know. When the opportunity came around, I thought, Adam said, this is good. I'm going.
I think that'll be one of my things. When I'm on my deathbed, I'll think, I should have done more stretching.
More paintball.
And I should have played more paintball. Because, paintball is great. It's a blast. It's fun. And I got some money. I got some friends.
We
should go play.
Guy's really into it.
Be real.
Right?
Yeah.
He's way into it. He's playing some teams and competitions and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. We'll call up Be Real to don't want to go paintballing. Jim?
He asked us last time he was up here.
I know, but, you know, it's so ambitious, you know?
Like I said, on your deathbed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jim?
Yeah?
You're 20?
Yep.
What's your question?
My girlfriend, I think she has more of like a sexual drive when she's off of birth control.
That can happen.
Really?
Yeah, some women, depending on which pill they're taking, and for each woman it's different. Some women, their sex drive is suppressed by the progesterone. In fact, most often that's the case. Others, it's enhanced by that. Same is true of the estrogens. For some, the estrogen suppresses it. Some, it enhances it. And some are neutral. Each woman is different in how they respond to these hormones. So you have to kind of find how they respond to them and what they can tolerate.
Okay.
And, maybe there's other symptoms, too, that she starts to become aware of when she comes off them. Like maybe she feels more tired or a little more depressed. So it's something to keep an eye on.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk to Amber, who's 23. Amber?
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. I just wanted to say, Dr. Drew, I love you.
Amber.
I think you're one of the sexiest men in America. So.
Oh, my God. Amber. Call back again.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Wait, no. Wait, yeah, you asked.
You told her to call back.
Oh, you're an idiot.
You asked her to call back.
Oh, right. Come on.
All right. All right, Amber, let's go. Come on, baby.
I was wondering if you can use olive oil as a lubricant or if that will upset your natural flora. If that'll, like, irritate the skin at all.
Yeah. If you used anything that said extra virgin on you, it would probably burst into flames when it hits your vagina.
No, Adam, be Number serious. One. No, it would form little droplets. They go, run away.
Yeah. Who is this, Mama Celeste? I just think I dated myself with a frozen pizza.
Oh, my God.
Do they have Celeste? Mama Celeste? Is she not around anymore? Anne says yes. Chris, what the hell? Your mom does all the shopping. What are you talking about?
She does all the home cooking. She's the Italian, right?
Yeah, mom's Italian. Don't give
it
that
is Mama voice. Celeste.
Quiet down over there.
Yeah.
Shut your own mic
Amber, anything can upset the natural flora in there. You've heard us talk about it before. And olive oil is not sort of one of the recommended lubricants. They're water-based, very inert lubricants
inert
out
stuff.
There.
What's the definition of inert? Nothing.
It doesn't interact chemically with anything.
Yeah, so it's like, I guess, to me, I think as a layperson, I think of organic. Now, is inert the opposite of organic? And if you took an inert material and just sort of left it out, it would just sort of go away. But there wouldn't be fungus growing on it, right?
No, inert, nothing would happen.
Nothing would happen.
Yeah,
well, that's what I'm saying.
It's inert. It said no inertia. No.
Well, that's what
action.
I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing. It wouldn't go away. Just nothing.
Well, I'm saying eventually.
Something could happen. Yeah, it could evaporate or something.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right.
It wouldn't transform into something else. It wouldn't interact with anything.
Right. Take a piece of bread out, and eventually it starts growing moss and stuff on it.
Yeah.
All right. So listen, Amber, how about you just spring for some nice lubricant?
KY, yeah.
Right. But the problem is when, like, we didn't have any in the house, so I was trying to think what we could
desperation.
Olive oil would be somewhere near the top of my,
list of maybes.
You start thinking Vaseline, and then you start thinking,
Why
30 weight.
That badly? What are they doing? What are you doing that you need lubricant that badly?
Well, it's just we had a strawberry condom, and I sucked off all of the lubricant that was on it, and we didn't want to, stop and go to the store or pick up some KY in the middle of it, so.
Amber's a keeper. Suck the lubricant right off the flavored condom. Still good to go. Out of lube. Let's hit the pantry and see what we can find.
Wow, Amber.
Wow. That's a gamer.
Yeah, I wouldn't be into using the olive oil with the
She's what we call a Cracker Jack.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what you call a Cracker Jack. She's good to go. She's like a MacGyver with a vagina. All right. Kimberly?
Yes.
You're 20?
Oh, you guys cracked me up. Yes.
What's up?
It's actually for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Almost a month ago, I went to the bathroom, and there's sort of bloody discharge, and so I waited a couple days, and
What blood discharge from your vagina?
Yeah.
It wasn't mid-cycle bleeding? It wasn't just...
Actually, I haven't gotten my period since February, so...
How can you tell a bloody discharge from just bleeding?
Well, because it wasn't a lot. Like, it was just...
No,
like,
that, listen, Kimberly, that's just bleeding. Okay, that's just your cycle.
Where'd your period go?
I have no idea.
you need to get this more thoroughly evaluated.
Okay.
That may have just been a light period. You may not be ovulating. You may have... There's a lot of things to this. This needs to be sort of sorted out.
I did call the doctor, and they're like, don't worry about it. If it gets worse, call us back. But it hasn't gotten...
No, you shouldn't worry about it. It's a very common condition to have irregular... You're having very irregular periods after you're having... But you need to know why.
And if
you particularly have you had regular periods in the past, you need to figure this out. And it's a pretty simple workup, so go to your doctor to check that out. Okay.
Don't worry. Good times.
All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we'll come back with more of the show.
Hey,
yes?
Yeah.
After this. Hey, yo. Yeah, it's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's my buddy over there, Dr. Drew. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-1. I'll tell you what. Sharon Osbourne, going to be in the hizzy tomorrow night. Look forward to that, Drew. I'll tell you what.
Good times.
Strong, strong lady. Strong
passionate.
Lady. Passionate, strong, and passionate lady. Got her hands full over there with those Osbourne kids.
Those are her kids, matter of fact.
Oh, yeah. Got her hands full with her kids over there. And then, of course, her oldest kid, Ozzy Osbourne. Call him that because, you know. Yeah. All righty then. Clever.
Are you throwing a tantrum?
Yes, good people. All right, hopefully she'll bring one of her lap dogs in. All right, let's hop back to the phones. What do you say there, Dad?
All right,
buddy. Danny.
Hey.
Hey, what's happening? 19 years old.
Yeah, before my question, Adam, I was driving under a bridge today. And I saw a clearance sign that said 15 feet and 0 inches.
Yeah.
And it just pissed the hell out of me.
That's, let's talk about this for just 1 second. This is where your tax dollars are going, by the way.
It's ridiculous. All that ink.
For the huge zero with the dash and the zero. 15 foot. Like, if you said to me, how tall is that crane? And I said 15 foot, you wouldn't go, and.
But.
Or if I said, how high is that ladder reach, or what's the extension of that ladder? I said 50 feet. You wouldn't go, and.
Yeah, but it tells you the significance, to what level of significance they can take the measurement. Because you might, you know, if you're measuring it to the inch, you have to include the number of inches. If you're measuring just to the foot, you could say 15 feet and not be exactly 15 feet.
I'm not 6 foot zero.
Yeah, I agree. Get the word out to the truckers that 15 foot means 15 foot, and if it is 15.6, we'll let you know. It'll say it on there. Here's the other thing that drives me insane, by the way. Drew and I, oh my God. All Drew and I do is complain, but first off, there's all stuff like this. You know, when it rains out here, the sprinklers are always going off on the side of the freeway. Nothing better than a torrential downpour and then getting your windshield sprayed by one of these sprinklers on the side of the freeway. Can't figure this out?
Yeah.
By the way, all the city does is talk about water conservation. Look, for $30, you can get a device where your sprinklers won't go off if it's raining. Mm-hmm. It's easy. Been around for 50 years. Don't want to invest in that. Not going to save a few billion gallons a year. Really?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. The other thing that drives me, I had to go insane Thursday night. Danny, glad you got me going. Out here in Los Angeles, we have these freeway signs, these electronic freeway signs.
Oh.
These goddamn things must be $5 million if they're a nickel.
If you ever saw L.A. Stories, it's the ones, the signs that talk to Steve Martin. And
it's going to revolutionize drive time traffic.
If you remember, it was a response to the fear of excess traffic in the 84 Olympics.
Right.
Those would put them up.
It's going to be great because this is going to be like a motorist having his own crystal ball into the future. He's going to pass under these things. They're going to tell him exactly what's happening. Well, they never say anything. They're black. They're just pitch black. And half the time, the goddamn freeways are shut off. And I would have got off the effing freeway if the sign had said S, but it said nothing. So I just kept motoring along and then hit some sort of bottleneck gridlock. And now everything stopped up because the 101 to the 110 has been closed.
But on Thursday night, Adam and I were driving by and they told us what was going on. For those of you who aren't in Southern California, you would not know where this is, but it's about 30 miles from where we are. Maybe 50 miles even. So DeVore Pass or something.
Peck Road?
Yeah.
Don't even know what it is. Yeah. Only heard it because some guy was, once in a while, here's how you know where stuff is far away. When they're telling you to come on down and get them RVs and van conversions, yeah. They tell you to get off on Peck Road.
Yeah, it's down
that, that means it's out there. Yeah. It's way out there. Yeah. So this sign, the same one I passed the night before that didn't tell me that the freeway a mile away had been closed down, was letting me know that there was a little activity on Peck Road. Which was a million miles yeah. from where I was.
Yeah. So, and, by the way, when you got to the Hollywood Freeway, which was a mile from where we were, it was closed down to one lane.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So I was saying to Drew, do they have some sort of inverse radius where they only report on things that are 50 miles away plus, like nothing inside of 50 miles would be worth reporting on? And who's manning those goddamn signs? And do they work? Well, they work. Because Peck Road, 50 light years from here, the road that you... And by the way, Peck Road ain't closed,
yeah.
and there's no bottleneck.
It was one lane.
And there's nothing
one
going
lane
on.
Closed.
Just one lane on a five lane in the middle of the night with yeah. no traffic
yes.
because nobody lives out there. That one lane is closed, which will make... Here's the difference. You'll slow down from 80 to 79 as
right.
you drive past
right.
the Peck Road lane. But
right.
that one lane, oh, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Not the whole goddamn freeway being closed off. Yeah. Just a half mile away. That's not news to them.
Yeah.
Who runs these goddamn things?
Yeah.
Who pays for them?
Yeah.
How does Peck Road get priority over the whole goddamn 101 being closed down? I swear to God, this town is just a bunch of... Cards. It's like, you know what it is? It's like we like it.
Yeah.
Somebody must like it. There must be something. I mean,
we like the abuse.
Yeah, I'm picturing some guy sitting in a control area, like laughing and scratching his beard, saying, "No, my little kittens, they like it. They like the pain. I'm going to put all these arrows. I'm not going to synchronize anything. And by the way, can they put something on a timer? I mean, does the arrow that works the same way at rush hour have to work the same on Sunday at 2 in the morning? There's no chip. We haven't invented something that can control this. Yeah. Really? That's it.
Back to the point.
Oh, for Christ's sake! What a dump we live in. When is someone going to step up and do something about this? All right, I just want everyone to know, and all law enforcement personnel listening, Adam Carolla drives through every goddamn red arrow he comes into.
Adam.
Every single one of them. Every time.
You need to come with me and my kids and play a little paintball.
Every
yeah.
time.
Yeah, here we go.
Every goddamn time. Yeah. Every time. Give me a ticket. I don't give a rat's ass. It's worth it. I've gone through 3,000 and I've gotten no tickets. I get one well worth it. Well worth it. And I beg
because,
everyone
by
within
the
sound
3,000 multiplied times 3 minutes. That's what's been
yes.
you saved in your
oh,
life.
Who knows how many drunk drivers could have T-boned me while I sat there at the green light with the red arrow looking at no oncoming traffic. So, again, I'm not telling everyone to do it when the light is red. It's when the light is green and there's no traffic coming. Use your own discretion. Ignore the arrow. Thank you very much. That's all I do. That's all I do. That's all I do.
9,000 minutes you saved of your life. Think about that.
Just look, a-holes, keep putting the arrows up. I just drive right through every single goddamn one of them. What's going
on? Burning? Someone's burning.
My
here.
Brain is burning. All right, Danny. Yeah, something's burning.
Hey, real quick, back to the 15-0 inches. I queued this up, yeah. So can I please play it?
Yeah.
Here we go.
How tall are you?
I'm like 5'12". Almost 6.
That is my favorite.
Yeah,
that
was good.
All right, Danny boy. Sorry, you got me going now.
I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
Disappointing. That's all. You understand.
That's all right.
Okay, my question is: every time that I have sex, actually, every time I jack off, for that matter, mm-hmm. I pinch it off at the very end, and run to the toilet or the trash can to let it go, just to save myself from the mess. And I'm wondering, is that bad? Is something going to happen to me? Am I going to, like, burst something eventually?
Well, first of all, doesn't it sort of interrupt the pleasure of all that?
No, not really, actually. I don't mind. I've gotten so used
really?
To it.
Really? Because to me, it feels like a chore,
sneeze.
Right?
Yeah, sneezing with that.
That's a distracting chore, right, yeah. in the middle of orgasm.
Well,
I
don't know. I developed a habit.
And all right.
All right,
like
that. All right. Secondly, yes, you can irritate your prostate and cause some problems in the urethral outflow tract, secondly. And thirdly, how much of a mess is there as opposed to spraying a trash can of grabbing a little Kleenex?
Well, which is, listen, Danny.
Or being near a toilet when you start all this.
You've got to hone your technique so that you can do it like standing up in the shower.
Oh, I can't. I've tried, believe me.
All right. Well, hey, Danny, when you use words like I can't, then you won't. okay? Because I couldn't either. But you know what? I overcame in the
Every time I try, I'm always late for work.
Takes a while. Well, yeah. that's you guys start getting up earlier. Look, you know what you need to work? You need to get a bib. You need to get a jack bib. I'm telling you. Grab something from the hamper.
How big a mess can that be as compared to what he's doing?
The idea of pinching... First off, I would rather have my mom burst into my room and yell at me to bust some dishes while I was orgasming rather than pinch off my dork and then stand up and make some sort of crazy craft my pants run for the bathroom. It would be a good way to get me to quit beating off.
Yeah.
It'd be like, oh, this is annoying. Yeah. This sucks. Yeah. Okay. Right. Come on. Get the bib thing.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm telling you, I laughed when I was 19. When I was Danny's age, I laughed at the bib too.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you do?
My roommate, the Wheeze, was trying to explain to me about the bib, and I laughed at him.
What were you doing instead?
That's making a mess on myself.
Oh my god! Oh,
some of it's still probably there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was not pretty. Yeah,
it's peanut butter in the shag carpet.
A lot of it's still there.
Oh.
A lot of it's still there. But anyway, I laughed at him, and you know what? He was right. And you know what?
You saved humanity.
It takes a very big man to admit when someone's right about the jack, babe. Giselle?
Yeah?
Giselle was the name he wanted to use when he was patenting the jack, babe.
Nice.
Yeah. Call it the Giselle.
Yeah.
Here's how it works. We use surgical tape to stick the one side of the Velcro to your sternum.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
And it's just permanently there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like people are on dialysis or have those little kidney machines or whatever.
Yeah,
they have
or
a jack
ports
built in.
For,
yeah, it's a port. It's a port. It's surgically.
Velcro, yeah.
It's attached to your sternum.
Yeah, surgically.
And then the bib, which has a bullseye and a baseball diamond on the other side. I rarely use it. Never use the diamond. Always
but the Velcro's on both sides. You can attach to either side.
You just, you snap it on there. And it's great. It's washable. It's a machine. You throw it right in the dishwasher. Normal cycle.
Mm-hmm. You have a few of them, don't you?
You got it. Well, you got to keep one in the car. Yeah. You know, if you travel like I do. Giselle. Good name for it. Giselle, yeah. And there's an advanced one that also attaches... sort of a you attach it in the back like a cummerbund. Actually, it becomes like the you know when you rent the tuxedo.
Yeah,
that
like
kind of
snap in the back.
Yeah, you know it's like the
just
vest.
To make sure it doesn't move.
Yeah, just pull around.
And if you let it doze, does it roll up and hit you in the chest?
Yeah, only when you hit a high note when you're singing. Giselle.
Yeah.
All right, sorry.
Now I can never hear that name again without cracking up.
Giselle. Go ahead.
I had a question. I wanted to know, like, if it's bad. Last night, me and my boyfriend, we had sex, and
if what?
Period.
If it's bad.
If it's bad. Because I'm on my period, and we had, like, unprotected sex. But, like, I'm on the pill, so that's why we didn't use a condom.
And you're on the pill, so you've finished more than 1 month of the pill?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need to use a condom unless you're trying to protect yourself against sexually transmitted diseases. You're completely.
Well, so I was on my period and we had.
Yeah, the pill covers you. So long as you take it, whether you're on your period or not.
Okay, but as far as like any diseases or like.
Well, that's the more significant issue is that you can get what are called ascending sexually transmitted infections during your period. There's sort of more of an open conduit to the higher parts of the genital tract. You can get pelvic inflammatory disease, that sort of thing. So, from an infectious disease standpoint, the condom is important around the time of your period. But if it's a partner you've been with for a long time and he doesn't have any symptoms and you're feeling fine now.
It's also good for the yuck factor, too.
Condom?
Yeah.
To protect your pristine skin. It's just kind of like the way you use the Giselle.
Yeah. All right, Giselle.
I can ask you one more other question?
Yeah.
Real quick, do you know those pills that are supposed to make your boobs grow? Do those really work?
No.
No.
No. If anything would, the birth control pill, the estrogens in the birth control pill for some women do. And they're finding actually now that liposuction makes some women's breasts grow too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, my they have grown with like my pills as well, but I've been kind of like questioning as far as getting like a boob job or like.
No, you're fine. Pills. You're fine. Why do you need the boob job?
I don't know. I just kind of want them.
No. Save that for the pros. What do you got? What do you got, a B cup?
I'm like in between a B and a C, but I.
That's fine. That's the way most guys like it.
Yeah, most women are going to a C cup when they get their enlargements done. So you're already there.
Or going down to something.
Or
they're
going down to a C.
Out.
If you're taking it out, exactly. C is what most people want.
All right.
Good
Let's
times.
Keep
Giselle.
Rolling along.
Is there a refinement on that name, the Giselle?
The Giselle. Yeah, it's a great commercial.
Yeah.
Guys beating off, making a mess.
But fields of wheat. I see wheat's blowing in the wind.
Walking around with... No, it's one of those, hey, a guy's got a throw pillow stuck to his belly. What happened, Bob? Why couldn't you make league night the other night? The bowling team lost because, had this throw pillow cleaving to my sternum. Huh, haven't you heard about the Giselle? Giselle? What's that? I always like when they repeat it. They never just go, what's that? They got to repeat it. Giselle. And you almost never do that.
In real life.
If you said non-gonococcal crapper, what's your thing?
Non-gonococcal urethritis. You go, huh?
Non-gonococcal urethritis.
Huh?
What's that? No, you just go. What's that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how you do it.
What are you talking about?
The Giselle.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. All right, and it'd be one of those things too. If you acted now, we'd throw in another one, or maybe a travel Giselle, or maybe a smaller one for guys who are more accurate.
Just mop. Still going with the Giselle.
You know, the man show, we invented the belly Zamboni.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the Manulout. It's Masculout.
Masculout, yeah.
That was his character. Come on, tell him what that was.
It gets gets stubborn protein stains.
Male protein stains.
That's right.
Mom.
Masculout. Yeah. There was a good saying for it. It was like put a squirt in every load or something like that.
God.
Well, it was in the washing machine. It had a contest.
And I remember you had the sort of 70s style housewife with her hands on her hip going,
oh,
is that another one of these?
The dog was licking it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Masculine. Is that another one of your masculine stains, protein stains?
Yeah, David.
Oh, my God.
David.
I'm here. Sorry about that.
Yeah. What's up, baby doll?
First, I just want to say you guys' show is awesome.
Thanks.
And I had a question, actually. I've been with my girlfriend for a while now, about a little bit over 6 months on and off. And beforehand, after I had met her, but before we were actually together at all, I had slept with another girl. Mm-hmm. And the problem now is that I'm having a guilty conscience about telling her because she still thinks that I'm a virgin. And,
yeah.
Well,
okay, hold on a second. You told her you were a virgin, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I let her assume...
Why
would she do that math? Oh, because he can't.
Well, the only issue, because she is too, and we had talked about this a couple of times about having sex, and as much as I like this other girl, I knew that I wouldn't stay with her.
Have you had sex with this new girl?
No, I haven't had sex with my current girlfriend at all.
Are you planning to?
Well, maybe one day, yes. I haven't really thought about that much.
Oh, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, it has been a while, but I do love her, and she loves me, and that's just how we are.
Wow.
Well, I'm not sure anyone could answer this one for you.
I don't know.
Honesty is always best, but then again, wait. But you don't want to unload on her just to improve your guilty conscience.
I got to tell you, one of the things that is rarely discussed, but I think Drew will back me up here, is... way too much disclosure, neither here nor there disclosure goes on in young relationships.
More mystery, less history.
Yes. So many. And this is age 15 to age 30. Mm-hmm. You know, who you've been with, what you do, have you ever tried this one? What about this? You know, there's some guy, they seem like they're friends. You ever sleep with him? You know, that kind of stuff, and vice versa. The chick wants to know. Look, take some of that energy and just convert it into being a good partner and move ahead. Yeah, you don't want your person to have AIDS. You got to look into these things. Outside of that, assume they've had a couple of partners. They can assume you've had a couple of partners and move forward.
How about get into diligent honesty now? You know what I mean? Don't realize what it feels like not to be completely honest. And from now on, be diligently honest.
Yeah, I'm just saying, look, if you were working as a male prostitute, banging a lot of Korean businessmen or something, and you may have five kinds of hepatitis, yeah, you got to pipe up. If you slept with one chick in your dad's camper one time, don't disclose it. It's fine. Well, why freak her out? Why? I'm not saying it for you. I'm saying it for her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People don't really need to know that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yes, but it sort of sets up a weird situation where he's trying to live up to an ideal that she demands.
Yeah.
And she needs to be not that way, too.
All right. You know what I mean? Don't say anything. That's all I'm saying. All right. Tina?
Yes?
You're 24?
Yes, I am.
What is up?
Well, I'm bipolar with psychotic features.
Nice.
Psychotic features.
Huh? When were you last psychotic?
I hear voices and I have hallucinations.
When did that last happen to you?
You're insane.
It usually happens when I'm tired. I see hallucinations.
Tina? Answer my question or Adam will hang up on you. When did that
last week?
Okay. And are you on medication right now?
I am. I'm on Zyprexa and Wellbutrin.
And are you recently on the Zyprexa?
About a month.
Okay. Is that helping?
Yes. It's the best one I've been on out of all of them so far.
Yeah. For this kind of thing, it works very, very well.
Yeah.
And are you on a mood stabilizer also?
No, just Zyprexa and Wellbutrin.
How come no Depakote or Trileptal or something?
I'm allergic to Trileptal. I was one of the few people that got the funky rash, so I didn't take this.
Yeah.
But my question is...
Depakote?
No, I haven't tried that one yet.
All right, that's your next piece of work.
That'll be the next one. That's the next.
So what's the question?
The question is, I'm very hypersexual, and what I want to know is if it's because of thy bipolar or if it's me or the medication.
No, it's the bipolar, unless you were sexually abused as a child, because that tends to sort of wire that in also. But definitely bipolar. Particularly, I mean, the fact that you have psychotic features means you tend to be manic all the time.
Yeah,
right?
Most of the time.
And so mania, part of being manic is being hypersexual.
Yeah.
And if now also you had sexual abuse in childhood, well, that's another thing that kind of wires that into your system.
Well, I'll tell you, it takes all kinds. You know my theory. Were you abused when you were younger?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I think so, but I think I've repressed it, so I'm not sure.
Really? Who do you think abused you?
My sister.
Ooh, that's interesting. What happened to her?
She's married to a pedophile.
But that's the point. What happened to her?
I don't know. Like, it's... My family doesn't talk about it.
Somebody sexually abused her, for sure.
If she married a pedophile and you think she may have abused you, then she was abused herself.
Sexually.
Yeah, but I don't know who would have done it. I don't know.
All right.
Okay. But, you know, good times.
All in the family, right?
Yeah, listen, you stick with that...
Zyprexa.
Stick with that Zyprexa and that therapy and you'll be fine.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, good luck, Tina.
Yeah. That's good times.
Ooh, it's tough to deal with that, huh?
Mm, yeah.
I think life's hard enough. Imagine dealing with you're spinning all the time. You hear voices and you can't make judgments. And
because
your biology's off.
Maybe they're lucky.
And you're busy masturbating five times a day. Although for you, that wouldn't be so busy, would it?
I know. Five seems a little light.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that. I'd like to see you get up to double digits.
Yeah, sure she can.
Start making a Giselle for the ladies.
What do they call it? Jazim?
Oh. Jazim. Sounds like, you know, Jazim is something you yell to summon your genie. Jazim! Yes, my lady.
Bim, bim, Jazim.
All right. Drew's aside, it's time to go wee.
Yeah.
Yes?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, yo, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the phone number. I'll tell you something about this show, kids. It's not about me. It's not about Drew. It's not about our fine crack Loveline staff. It's about you. It's about the callers. That's what drives the show.
Mm.
You are the show.
That's why we get to 5 calls a night.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you weren't the show, we'd probably only get to 2 or 3 calls a night.
I see.
But as it is, we average a call every 26 and a half minutes because you are the show.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Now, let me tell you something else that you guys are. You're the motivation. You're the engine behind the show. We wouldn't come in here night after night if you guys weren't calling. You know what I mean? So we need you more than you need us. Okay.
Yeah.
You ready to roll here, Drew?
Here we go.
Because I'm all about getting the calls. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know that about you.
Because they're the show.
Yeah.
Let me see if Chris has been listening. Chris, pop quiz. Who's the show? Is it me? Is it Drew? Or is it the callers?
It's the callers.
All right, you're fired. I don't want to see your puss around here again. Did you hear that, Drew?
Yeah, I heard. It's crazy.
All yeah, right. he thinks the callers are the show.
How dare he?
Yeah?
I'm going now.
Yeah, please. Skedaddle. Bye. Melinda?
Yes?
You're 18?
Yes.
What's up?
I'm kind of having difficulty orgasming, and I was wondering if you guys can help me with that.
You're 18?
Yes.
And you've never had an orgasm?
No, I have.
You have?
No, I have, but lately I've been having trouble.
Are you on any medication?
No.
How were you able to do it in the past?
Usually, like,
oral question.
Sex or,
Yeah.
Or what?
I don't know. Or, yeah.
Masturbation?
I've never masturbated before.
It's hard for 18, 20-year-olds to masturbate.
Well,
it doesn't work
well,
very well.
Hold
women,
on. Girls. Never done it before.
Yeah. I've felt around, but I've never actually...
Could you imagine an 18-year-old guy? I'm not saying I haven't touched my penis a time or two. I mean, I'm going number one. I'll shake it out a little.
Felt around.
One time I got an erection in gym class. I'd adjust myself. So, technically I made contact with my penis, but no, I never really stroked it or anything. You imagine that coming out of an 18-year-old guy's mouth? Sure, I've touched it. Yeah, I mean, you know, I've dumped some talc on
Could
it
Could figure out what to do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try Melinda. Yeah. Okay, so here's the part I'm curious about. We're asking about how you orgasm. It took you a while to say oral sex. And then there's another way you orgasmed, or you just made it seem that way?
Wait, what's the question?
Oh, boy.
Melinda.
Yes.
What are the ways you've had an orgasm in the past?
Usually by my partner doing stuff to me, never by myself.
Stuff.
Okay, what stuff is that?
Like having sex and
So you've had sex. You've had an orgasm during intercourse?
No.
No. Yeah. She's not had nothing during anything. Is the bottom line here.
She sort of said during oral sex, didn't she?
All right, here's the bottom line, Linda. Most 18 to 20 or 2-year-old girls, women, have difficulty having an orgasm.
Hey, man.
Very few will
Keep
have
talking,
an orgasm
brother.
During intercourse.
Yeah.
Those that can orgasm will do so with oral sex.
And a
majority of women will never have an orgasm with intercourse. They will only have it with direct stimulation like oral sex. A majority, their whole life. There's about 10% that will have orgasms at the gym every time they have an intercourse, every time they have... And those girls, those women tend not to like oral sex, interestingly.
Yeah.
They tend to just have orgasm with intercourse.
Well...
So there's sort of the spectrum.
They're passionate women. But Drew... You know, we always talk about the sort of origins of things and what did nature have in mind when he created man this way or woman that way. And most of the stuff you do a little scraping around and it starts to make sense. Mm. What did man have in mind with women not... I mean, what did God have in mind with women not having orgasms through intercourse? The vast majority of them. Do you think the population would just spin out of control? I mean, okay, let me answer my own question. If women had orgasm with intercourse and were that, would they then eventually just sort of become as gung-ho almost as men
yes,
were to
possibly,
have sex
possibly.
And then venereal disease and...
Well, here's the deal. Then women, in the old days, women died in childbirth and or died from pelvic infections that men introduced into them.
Right.
And so there would be no women to raise the children.
Right.
And so all the children would die.
Right.
So you had to sort of had women not quite as driven into this, though at least the same way that men are.
Right.
So they could actually stick around.
Right. So the sort of nature answer would be if women were as horny as men.
Not just horny, but it's driven to intercourse.
Yeah, just women, for lack of a better term.
Yeah. Horny in the same way as men.
Yeah, then there'd just be a whole bunch of everyone would be just dying off of venereal disease
and childbirth.
Right, and or the population.
If
would
a woman
spin
had five children, she probably would die. You know what I'm saying? She probably wouldn't live through five pregnancies.
Back in the day.
Yeah, that'd be almost unheard of.
Right.
But to live through a couple of pregnancies, pretty good chances.
All right.
One out of five.
All right. And what about women who do have the orgasm with intercourse? Are they usually a little more good to go? You know what I mean? Are the likelihood of sleeping with one of them that you meet at a bar going to be better than the one that doesn't?
I don't know.
As a man of passion...
I don't know
what I'm saying, Drew?
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably, I guess. You'd take your chances with the one that had the big O through intercourse if someone said, look, you got to just go out and try to pick up a random chick. Go to the bar with those chicks. Wouldn't you take your chances with that group?
Yeah.
They have a little higher batting average?
Probably. But I don't know that those are the ones that are more androgenically driven, necessarily. You know what I mean? There's a group of women that have a more masculine quality to their sexual drive, and I'm not sure that's the same ones that have the multiple orgasms.
I think
those are more the ones that have orgasms sometimes with intercourse.
They're the noisemakers. They're like party favors. It's New Year's. Every day's New Year's in their vagina.
Good times.
Spread their legs. The thing comes out, folds back in. Yeah, that'd slow me down momentarily, but I'd get over it. All right. Let's talk to Mike, who's
did we answer her question?
20. I don't know. What did she want?
I don't know.
She wanted an orgasm. Yeah. I don't know. I've been up since 7 this morning. I'm woofed. Mike?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, 20. What's going on?
Well, I recently broke up with my girlfriend. She was my first girlfriend. She was my first serious girlfriend, and I pretty much thought that she was the girl of my dreams. But we had sex a few months into the relationship, and after, she told me that she had herpes.
Mm-hmm.
She had genital herpes,
right?
Yes.
Okay.
And she told me that her doctor said that there's no way she could transfer it to me because her outbreaks are very, it's not big at all, you know, they're... She's only had one outbreak.
Well, maybe the diagnosis was wrong, number one. And I'm sure you didn't say it's impossible to transmit. It's just less likely since she has infrequent outbreaks. But you can't tell.
I actually did go to the doctor, and I do have herpes now.
And what was it that sent you to the doctor?
Well, I had some type of rash. It wasn't an outbreak. It was something else. The doctor said it was some type of yeast infection that I got from her or something.
And then how did he make the diagnosis of herpes?
Well, I got a blood test.
Yeah, you can't make a diagnosis on a blood test. No way.
Mike.
Really?
I got to be honest with you. Drew's been making the bogus puss for a good 10 minutes, and this call's only a minute 45 old. He smells bogus. He's sniffing bogus here. Now, I would sniff bogus, too, except for someone turned the TV on in the next studio, and I've been watching some sports highlights, so I'm not sure what's going on.
Oh, my.
But let's just say if I was here and focused, I would be thinking bogus, too, just because I usually agree with Drew and his bogus call. So, you want to fess up?
Wait, what's the what?
Bogus.
About having herpes?
Well, about the call?
The whole call. The whole call seems like there's a few holes in it.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
He's going deeper now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, the doctor said I had herpes.
Yeah, blood test is no way to make that diagnosis, so there you go.
Okay, I do not understand that because I went to my school doctor.
Yeah, it's not. It's a diagnosis. That blood test has been largely abandoned unless there's a high suspicion of active herpes.
Okay.
All right, but the question is what?
Okay, well, I've always had an issue with how many guys my ex-girlfriend had been with. And when I found out that I got herpes from her, it really made me jealous about all our previous relationships. And I was just wondering if that's something psychologically wrong with me or
no.
If this is normal.
And you she had herpes, though.
Oh, hold on. I just feel bad for my... Look, Mike, here's the thing. We were just talking about this a little earlier tonight. 20-year-old guys are a disaster when it comes to this kind of stuff. Yeah. You have a lot of bravado. You have a lot of hormones raging and testosterone, and it's always going to bother you. Everything's going to bother you. And here's the reality. Yeah, if she was with 50 guys before she got to you, that's going to bother you. If she was with one guy before you, you will then channel into that one guy.
Yeah.
If she was with no guys, you will figure out something it's like this is going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy for 20-year-old guys who I wish there's something they could do other than just get old and not care. You have to think. I'll tell you what's sort of liberating. I used to do it back in the day when this thing came up and I was bothered by this or that. I would just think to myself, look, are you going to marry this person? You're 20.
Yes,
you're
21. This is the one.
Now,
that's what your brain does.
I think to myself, I'm 20, I'm 21. This chick, first of all, is she going to marry me?
I think where your head went.
Yeah, she's not going to marry me. I'm not going to marry her. Why be miserable during the time when we're trying to have a good time?
Yeah.
How about just getting your kicks in, having a good time, and not holding their feet to the fire? Stop asking so many questions. And I don't know.
One more aphorism, okay?
New broom will sweep
clean.
There you
go, okay.
All right. I other than just like chill out, dude, I don't know what to say. Other than everyone thinks this way, every 20-year-old guy thinks this
Mike
way at one time.
Mike is very anxious, very. Yeah. He's hanging on what this doctor said. I'm not sure it may have been a physician's assistant or something, because it's sort of jumped to a diagnosis. Rather, you may want to see a dermatologist or a sexually transmitted disease specialist if you really want to get this nailed down. But someone who's actively involved in that field, because it changes frequently.
No, that's a good time. So we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Love Zylan. All right, let's get back to the phones. Amanda.
Yeah?
You're 19?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Okay, like, yesterday, I had a pee, and, like, when I did, like, I felt pressure, and, like, I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say probably a urine infection.
Mm-hmm.
You need to see your doctor tomorrow.
Oh.
But I don't have insurance.
Those can be dangerous,
yeah. $1 million.
What?
I don't have insurance, and that'll cost, like, $1 million.
It'll cost about $35, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
That's it?
Yeah. Maybe.
What do they do to check that?
Just look at your urine on a microscope, look for the white cells in there, take your history.
Mm-hmm.
That's that. You maybe go to a walk-in clinic or something. But you can get, if you don't take care of it, it can get up into your kidney and cause real serious problems.
You got some kind of woman's clinic around there?
Yeah.
All right.
Go over there.
Okay.
Are you having sex?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You go to the woman's clinic to get birth control and stuff?
Well, I'm not, but okay.
All right, you need to do that too then,
How about
right?
that? Yeah.
Okay.
What's going on, baby?
I don't know.
Well, what's up? You're having sex?
You want to get pregnant?
No.
You're going to get pregnant, right?
I don't know.
Well, how could you not get pregnant if you're having sex and not taking precautions? How would that work?
I guess I will then.
All right. Please, again, calling all tards. Here's the thing, everybody. Feel free to be stupid. By all means, be stupid. But be smart enough to realize you're stupid and do a couple of things. You know, don't ride a motorcycle without a helmet in the rain. You know what I mean? It's just understand, like here's what I'm saying. This is what you got to do. When I'm drunk, I know I'm drunk. You see what I'm saying? And if I drive drunk, I never drive like a maniac. I drive like a maniac when I'm sober because if I get pulled over, I don't care.
Right.
But if I ever had a few beers and get behind the wheel of the vehicle and drive, I drive like my dad drives. Going 34.
Yeah.
Why? Because if I get pulled over...
It's bad times.
It's bad times. But I'm aware of it. Now, the people that get into trouble, And I don't know, everyone thinks, oh, you're setting a horrible example. Yeah, listen, don't drink and drive. But here's the reality. I've had a few beers and got behind the wheel before. I'm not going to lie to you. And here's the thing. At .08, I could easily be at that. Who the hell knows? I've never gotten an accident. I know I've been lucky. I've been real lucky. Here, okay, here's the point. If you're the guys who get into trouble, the guys who get drunk, don't know they're drunk, figure they're going to go in the Gelson's parking lot and do some donuts for a while, and then the cop shows up. This is what happens. And this same with dumb people. They're dumb, and they're going to live the life of a dumb person. Know you're dumb and go get some birth control. Know you're dumb and put a helmet on.
Yeah.
Now, can you be both, Drew?
And by the way, listen.
Can you be both? Can you be both?
What do you mean both?
Can you be dumb and follow advice, be dumb and put a helmet on, be responsible?
If you're dumb, will you necessarily not listen to people and not?
I argue no.
Yeah, but you can be dumb and dumber. If dumber is when you stop listening to everybody.
Great movie. All right, so if you ain't too sharp, that's fine. Just listen to people that are sharp and do what they tell you to do.
It's very simple.
Yeah, Amanda's got to get herself on some birth control and get herself checked out for a urine infection. Judy?
Yes?
You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
I believe I'm sex-obsessed.
Sexually addicted?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But I don't know what the warning signs are.
Well,
I don't know
it's
if
it's
I
all
am
about,
a sex addict.
It's all about the consequences. It's about having sex that you don't want to have or having sex in spite of serious things happening in your life. Relationships getting screwed up, spending too much money, having health problems, getting legal problems. Mm-hmm. These sorts of things are happening yet you keep obsessing about sex. And usually when people are engaging in sexual behavior at that level, it's because they were sexually abused
mm-hmm.
as a kid.
Hmm. Did that happen to you, Judy?
They were what?
Usually because they were sexually abused as a child.
Yes, I was.
Mm.
There you go. So it's obviously troubling you, and you can't stop, and you have sexual abuse history, and that pretty much adds up.
Who did this to you?
I can't say.
All right. Well, I'm going to go
dad. Why couldn't you say? Do you think we know your dad?
No.
So why couldn't you say?
I can't say. I don't know.
Well, okay. Actually, you need to come to terms with this a little bit.
Excuse all right. me?
You need some treatment.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Where can I go?
Del Amo, you live in Los Angeles. Del Amo Treatment Center's got a good sexual addiction program.
Sexual addiction?
Del Amo.
Okay. Del Amo.
Del Amo Treatment Center.
Okay.
Hey, Judy, and okay. here's what you need not to do. You need to not get pregnant.
No, I'm on birth control.
Good. Good. Now, are you with one guy or are you with multiple guys?
With one or two.
Yeah, this is not a one guy compulsion.
No. All right.
No. You need the thrill crazy stuff in here too.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Thank
well, look, you.
You
know what you're doing, right?
Yeah, I do. I just don't know all how right. to stop it.
Well, you got to get some treatment and you got to work at it a little bit and you got to get some help for whatever family member did you back when.
Mm. Okay.
Sorry someone did that to you, but now, unfortunately, all right, I got to make one of my car analogies, but it's like sometimes you're driving your car and the guy backs into you and he's fully covered and he gets insured and blah, 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 and this guy's going to pay for it and blah, blah, blah. And then other times you just come out of your driveway one day and some drunk driver smashing your car while it's a street and there's nothing around.
Right.
And now here's the problem. It's not your fault. Nothing you did. Can't be blamed, but yet you got a car that pulls pretty hard to the left.
Right.
What are you going to do?
The problem is that the age at which this stuff happens, kids tend to feel responsible for it. It's
yeah.
a grandiosity that they maintain now throughout their life where they feel responsible for everything that happens to them.
You are going to be shimmying at 55 for the rest of your
35.
Life. Make it 30. Unless you take this car into the shop, even though it wasn't your fault. That's it.
Yeah, not, it's,
sorry.
And it's not fair.
No.
It's not fair.
It ain't fair.
It's break time.
All right, Drew.
Yeah. I'm thinking paintball.
I'm thinking about when I got my car totaled when I was watching my car getting
Ooh.
Totaled. When I announced to my dad that it would get totaled.
And it did.
Yeah.
Wow.
I got to talk to you about that off the air, Drew. It's a very strong, great magnet thing.
When you were convinced it was going to happen and it did.
The car was rejecting air conditioning. And I knew when I forced it on it that it would be short-lived somehow. You understand that concept?
No, I don't.
You don't understand that?
How did the car reject the air conditioner?
to tell you.
I'll
not have this air conditioner in my dashboard.
Well, no, it's not Kit.
Ah.
I'm going to talk to you about it off the air because it's powerful. It's a powerful story. It's like a parable.
Okay.
Yeah. Good thing. Oh, yeah. And they got the culprit. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, he paid you. Oh, no, wait. He did.
Us idiots.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you guys, you vanized courthouse. You guys should all kill yourselves. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Yeah, everybody. Well, that's the show. Hey, tomorrow night, a little gal by the name of Sharon Osbourne. Dear, dear, dear friend.
Dear, dear, dear.
In here tomorrow night. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.